more of these solo stories and songs, or what do you think?
Yeah, but I have to ask you something about this.
Yes.
You're going to all these schools and you're getting these kids fired up about this stuff. Don't they have any qualms about having a convicted criminal like yourself? I mean, you got arrested protesting here.
Oh, no, 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 that was my wife.
That's her.
Oh,
that was her.
That's why
my record is clear.
Yeah?
Maybe that's a bad thing.
And maybe that's a bad
exactly,
thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Have you been to jail for justice?
No.
I had Ann Feeney as my guest who wrote
nice,
that song, right?
Nice.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those tests of manhood. You still could do it,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Do they have to pass you under some kind of microscope to see whether you're okay to come into school?
You know, I have no idea. I mean, I'm a touring artist on the Kansas Arts Commission touring artist roster, so I guess maybe
there
they think that the
Kansas Arts Commissioner, Governor Brownback, got rid of that.
That's for a later conversation, I think. But
this is relevant. I want to ask about that because you're in Kansas.
Yes.
Now, I think in some ways, some of your thoughts, theology, beliefs, way you live out the life of Jesus, puts you at odds with some of the school system. I mean, don't you have to go in and teach creationism as part of your music? I mean, really.
There ain't no monkeys in Kansas, as McCutcheon says.
Does that ever, is there any friction? Is this, do you put elements into your music or interaction with them that might be considered seditious?
Well, my wife would say so, because one of the programs I do is a Pete Seeger Woody Guthrie tune, and we always end with "This Land Is Your Land" with all of the subversive verses that they never learn. And our message really is that this land is your land, and in Wichita, 60% or a good 50 in the schools anyway are immigrant kids and African American kids and kids that oftentimes get the short end of the stick. And so
we talk about poverty by talking about hobo culture and jumping trains and anyway.
Maybe it is subversive and
it is.
They're just not.
Do you want to be subversive?
Absolutely.
In Kansas, you kind of have to want to be, I think.
Yeah. Is it that bad? I mean, I don't have a sense.
It's very, very strong Republican. Our new governor got rid of the Kansas Arts Commission.
The only state in the nation.
And our Secretary of State? No.
Yeah, our Secretary of State is the gentleman who ghost wrote the Arizona draconian bill and is traveling the country helping other states write their copycat bills.
So it's
Chris Kobach is the name.
There's a lot of stuff that's not good, but there is a small contingent of progressive folks that are continuing to work. We had a rally in February, I think, as a part of the MoveOn.org 50-state piece, and we had over 1,000 folks in Topeka that rallied around that in 2 days. So that was a great little pull together.